We begin Be'ezer, Shem Yisbarach, Simen, Gitz Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kus, Samach Tes, Sif Aleph, Issa K'soivus K'kav, K'orch Alameis. K'siv HaTorah, the Torah says, K'soivus K'ak, Alei Sitnu B'chem. The Torah tells us that we may not put on our bodies a tattoo. Most Rishonim explain that this is a Xeris HaKosav. The Torah says that putting a tattoo on our body is Osir. And there's also a separate Isser of Chukasayim Le'Selechu when somebody puts a tattoo on his body. Ma K'sovs Kaka, what does that mean? K'sov HaMechokuk V'Shekuah She'erin Nechuk Lo'olam. Writing on one body in a way that it won't be erased. It says, Sorry Al Psori, somebody makes a cut in his body, M'mala Mokma Srita, and he fills up that space B'chol or B'diyoy with ink, with ash or whatever, or bishat svoinim, or different colors, haroshmim, that leave a permanent mark. Bekenim tzavei tchila b'tzava. It's also asur if you first make a design with whatever, with a color, with a pen. Vakach sorry b'makam tzava, and then you make a cut and let that ink absorb into your body. In both of these cases, oiva belav. It's not only if somebody made a tattoo on his own body is he over, but if he put a tattoo on somebody else's body, then it's usur. But if he made a tattoo on a non-Jew's body, given that there is no isur for a non-Jew to have a tattoo, he won't be over. You can't put ash or other things on a wound, lirfua, that you're doing that for healing purposes. Even though the mark will be left, the wound itself also, you're going to see that this is all because of the wound. You're not over for doing that, when doing that for the Issa making keku, a tattoo. If somebody has a tattoo, the best would be to try to have it removed. The pasuk says, "Seret l'nefesh le'sitnu b'psarchem." One is not to make a cut in his body. The ksiv in the pasuk also says, "Le'sizkay to do le'sizumu korcha be'enechem le'meis." Gedida v'sriita achasi. These are both forms of cutting in the body. V'surim be'en b'fnei meis be'en shloy b'fnei meis. And they're also whether somebody does it because of a situation of grief, or even if it's not a situation of grief. Even to hit on your body, until blood comes out, is usur. Of course, it's not only because of a death. For any grief, the halacha is that it's usur. However, if it's not for grief, it's not usur b'deraisa. However, when we speak about tattoo doesn't have to have an isser, reason. Under all situations, tattoo is osur. Sif gimel, karchush tos psar sar rosh alamei, somebody tears out hair because of somebody who passed away, and it doesn't make a difference how he tears it out, with the hand or with a machine, and anywhere, taking out hair anywhere on the head for that reason is usur. But filah b'sar achas, even with one hair, iki surah. V'kenin nazaros, noshim nazaros b'ayikru. Women are also have the isur b'ayikru, and they also mekoshke, and they have the isur b'ayisur too. Simakuf ayin, isur kiluach peis rosh v'azokin. Peis rosh, when we speak about the peis rosh, m'shtayim b'soif rosh, there are two peis at the place where the hair ends, between the hair and the beard on the head, on the right, on the left. Place where the jaw and the head connect next to the ear. And the isser of cutting the peis is even just with scissors, cutting them off completely as if you were using a razor. But the issur is not only with razors, also even with scissors. Then a samach b'psoray, if somebody cuts the hair of the peis, And he doesn't leave any hair in the place of the payas. Yesh oisrim, that is included. Some say it's only with a razor. That's the opinion of the Rambam. That just like we're going to learn the payas of the beard, there everybody agrees that the isser is only with a razor. So too is the halach on the payas arosh. But most Rishonim are of the opinion that the payas harosh, the isser is even just with scissors. Okay, I'm sorry. Legalchem or fuah, for some reason, somebody has to remove him for health reasons. Yizar shleigalchem samach lebasa mamish. Don't cut them in a way that there's no hair left over at all. The shira payer bekeneged hasar shalapatachtoi. It begins from the hair by the forehead ad lamatam and ozem until the bottom of the ear. Makum shalachet techtoinam yoytzum spreadisham, the place of the jaw. Actually, this mitzvah is a most interesting mitzvah. I saw that when somebody takes a haircut, he could fulfill in that time up to 14 mitzvahs. There are two payas harosh, the right and the left, and we learned now the one is not allowed to cut them. There are five payas on the beard, so that's seven. When he pays the barber on time, so he makai the mitzvah of biyamitit and scharoi, v'loi tavoi v'loi tolin is another three. If the barber is a person who's poor, you makai the mitzvah of stock up, and you makai the mitzvah b'chukseim loy selechu, you makai loy yilvash gever, and if you do it, l'kovet Shabbos v'yontif, you get a mitzvah for preparing for Shabbos v'yontif. So there's always the question, when we speak about the payas harosh, how far do they go? Some say that it goes down to where there's a bone next to the ear. Some say it goes till halfway of the length of the ear. Some say it goes till the bottom of the hole by the ear. And some say it goes to the bottom of the ear. And some say it goes even a little below that. The halacha of payas is only by men. It doesn't apply to women. Somebody giving a father a haircut, so if somebody is a professional barber and he knows how to give a haircut without in any way hurting or causing the person who he's giving a haircut to bleed, it's fine, then he can give a haircut to his father. But if he's going to give a haircut to his father and there's a possibility that he may cause him to bleed, then it would be osur. Peis hazoy, base. But when we speak about peis hazokin, lo yosur tor lahashchus el batar. There halacha only applies if you use a razor. Peis hem chamish. And on the face, there are five peis. V'rabba ben hadeis, and there are many opinions where exactly they are. L'fikach yirushmayim, lo yavatar al zikne klal. Therefore, somebody who's a Yerushalayim doesn't want to have any question, should not put a razor anywhere on his face. Even on the mustache or tachas agayrin or under the, or by the neck. And when we speak about a razor, there's no difference in halacha between a razor or something which is very sharp, which completely plucks out the hair, kigoyin pigment or pismish osagamkain. And therefore, the same question would come up with a shaver. The question is, what does the shaver do? If the shaver just shaves the hair but doesn't pluck it out by the root, then it's permissible. But if it plucks it out by the root, it would be osur. Voisish masir sar azokai de mishcha mised im ururim. There was a powder that they used to use to take off the hair on the face. Yesh lam lazar, they have to be careful, shtoy ligras amishcha, when they're removing the cream from the face, it should not be removed besakin with a knife, with a razor, shema yach de chesar, because they're using the powder, the cream, to avoid using a razor. But if you're going to use a knife on top of the cream, then you haven't accomplished anything. Yeah, regardo bekisma kedoma, they should just remove the cream, the powder, with a stick, that won't cause that the hairs will could be completely plucked out from their roots.